Tufts Freeform Radio.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
WMFO in Medford.
Starting to spin at Muzz 1-4. Veering at 17.17. Your baby, over and out.
Time for Strike the Box. A wonderful WMFO.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
must I feel so bad? Cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And I feel like this.
Took her back to my place, feeling guilty, feeling scared. Hidden cameras everywhere. Stop. Hold on. Stay in control. Girl, I want you here with me, but I'm really not as cool as I'd like to be. Cause there's a red under my bed, and there's a little yellow man in my head, and there's a true blue inside of me that keeps stopping me. Touching you, wanting you, loving you. Paranoia, the destroyer. Paranoia, the destroyer. Well, I fell asleep, then I woke, feeling kind of queer. Lola looked at me and said, ooh, you look so weird. She said, man, there's really something wrong with you. You're gonna self-destruct. You're up, you're down. I can't work you out. You get a good thing going, then you blow yourself out. Silly boy, you self-destroyer. Silly boy, you self-destroyer. Silly boy, you got so much to live for, so much to aim for, so much to try for. Help me please, I know you'll understand. There's a time device inside of me. I'm a self-destructive man. There's a red under my bed, and there's a little green man in my head. And said you're not going crazy, you're just a bit sad. Cause there's a man in you, gnawing you, tearing you into two.
Go! Go! Come on, go! All right, let's try. We take it out of this one, and we put it in that one. And this is how the day is going, people. And we load it up in here, and we wait it for it to load, and it loads. And then hopefully we fade this up, and we press this, and it works. Have you ever had one of those days, weeks, months, years, freaking decades? Well, I've kind of had it. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of this shit. Yeah, that's what I said. You ever feel like you're circling the drain and you're about to go in? I'm watching people I work with just boom, 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 boom. I feel like I'm watching Boba Fett there, or what was the one? Mandolin, the Mandolin. People just go poof! Sorry, folks. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. Madman rant going on here. Hopefully you're all doing okay. I can see people out there on the Strike the Box radio show group. Glad you're tuning in. We just finished up with the Kinks with some Destroyer. Comes off the Come Dancing With Me LP. We started things off with some Josie Cotton, Calling All Girls. yeah, why'd you pick that one? I have no idea. It was left over from last week. I wasn't able to squeeze it into my 2021 show. So I wanted to make sure that I got it in this one, as well as a couple other ones I couldn't squeeze in last week. This is the first show for 2022. And hell, what the hell could happen in 2022 that hasn't happened in 2021? So I said, I don't know if you're fed up, I'm freaking fed up. And in between, we had some Count Five with, yes, Psychotic Reaction, because that's appropriate for today. Yep. Let me know how you're doing out there on the Strike the Box Radio Show group. If you got Facebook, just type in WMFO Strike the Box Radio Show. You'll get the group and the page. The group, if you're not in the group, you kind of have to, like, ask to be in the group. I do that just because I don't want any ninnies and twits being bots in the group. So I'm running out of time here. Let's see if I can get this song to be playing. It's another one I had left over from last week's show. And it's the False Positives. So hopefully this will work. Yeah, try it again, Chris.
Me. Father taught us boundaries. They always we must go. The father pushing too hard for pushing on me. You're pushing too hard on what you want me to be. You're pushing too hard about the things you say. You're pushing too hard every night and day. You're pushing too hard, pushing too hard on me.
With pushing too hard. Wow, there's some serious noise in my headphones here. Maybe it's the headphones making the noise. Hopefully you're not hearing it in the background. It's just pretty nasty. Is it a bad connection? I don't know. Who knows? Hopefully it's not going out over the airwaves. Like I said, we just finished up with the Seeds with pushing too hard off of their self-titled The Seeds LP. G&P Crescendo. Wow, that just... Hopefully you're not hearing what I'm hearing in my headphones, like a bzzz. Maybe they're coming to get me. We started things off with some False Positives with Bye Bye Baby, self-released single. You can get that off of their Bandcamp page, the False Positive, local band. My apologies to them and Dave that I had that for a couple weeks and I forgot. So I'm sorry, but I wanted to make sure that I got it out there today, the False Positive with Bye Bye Baby, and make sure you check out their Bandcamp page. Hinds and the Wild Boys with I'm Not a Bad Guy. I believe on guitar is Richie Blackmore because the compilation is called Richie Blackmore Getaway Groups and Sessions Part 2. That song released in 1966. Mission of Burma, that's when I reach for my revolver. Off an EP called Singles, Calls, and Marches from, it says here, Matador, but I think originally it was Ace of Hearts, and I have it off of my Do-It-Yourself Mass Ave compilation from Rhino Records. And as I said, we had some Seeds. Let's play that one again, because I'm not done. Hold on. Go back to that one and play it again. Yeah, thank you. It's my time for my public service announcement. I was running around here because I couldn't find the book. Hold on. Space heater safety tips. Don't be a boob and have a space heater too close to you or combustible objects because you'll cause a fire and that'll get people really pissed off. Public safety message from your people here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I am surprised that they haven't taken me off the air at this point because I'm just ranting. And Why is... No, I'm supposed to be... Again, the uh-oh, the lights are starting to dim here. I wonder what that means. If you haven't guessed by now, I don't know what to say.
Hello, Smitty Smitty of Smitty Smitty and the Festones and the drummer and Little Billy Lost here on Strike the Box on WMFO Radio 91.5 FM. I'm going to be playing five songs that helped shape my musical path from the time I was a little kid to today. Listen up and enjoy.
The band we have tonight has only been in the area since the Seattle Teen Spectacular, but they're so big that they're just about the hottest thing around right now. They have an advantage over other groups because they not only play so well, but they look so fine. The Pleasure Seekers.
Should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when that stuff
Now another thing that's taken off like crazy in our area, Swingin' Time, proud to present Bob Seger and the Last Herd. Let's go, everybody.
Don't you ever listen to the radio when the big band beat comes on. I know.
Smitty here. Thank you for listening to the five songs I've selected for you here today on Strike the Box. The first song goes all the way back to 1966. The name of the band is The Pleasure Seekers. And for those of you in the know, yes, that's the very first band that Susie Quattro was a member of with her older sister Patty. The name of that song was What a Way to Die. And still is today one of the best examples of early garage rock music. That was a big regional hit in the Detroit area, but it did garner some airplay around the rest of the country. The Detroit Cobras with my friend Mary Cobra do a fantastic cover of this song. When the Quattros were trying to come up with a name for their band, they looked up the definition of a hedonist, and the dictionary said a hedonist was a pleasure seeker. They decided that had to be the name of their band, The Pleasure Seekers. The next song I played is by a Boston area band, The Remains. And that song was Don't Look Back. The beautiful thing about The Remains is I was a gigantic Beatles fan. And when I went out to the Cape for a visit back in 1966, where my Aunt Kim lived, she turned me on to The Remains. She said to me, "You should check out this band from the Cape. And they're playing shows with the Beatles as well." The 9-year-old version of me thought, "Man, that's cool." The third song I played for you was by Bob Seger and The Last Herd, called Heavy Music, on Cameo Parkway Records, and that came out way back in 1967. Now, the crazy thing about Bob Seger is he kind of has two lifetimes in his musical career, pre-Silver Bullet and post-Silver Bullet. And I, like many people, are bigger fans of Bob's early work pre-Silver Bullet. It was in that time frame that Bob Seger came up with Heavy Music. The recording is down and dirty and may be one of the best examples of early garage rock music. The fourth band I played from the New England area is The Atlantics with their song Lonely Hearts. The Atlantics feature my very dear friend and bandmate, Fred Pinot, who is now a singer and a guitar player for Little Billy Lost. The Atlantics did extensive touring back in the 80s and played with a virtual who's who of 80s bands and artists. All my love to you, Fred. The fifth and final band that I played is the Algebra Mothers, also known as the A-Moms, with their song Strawberry Cheesecake. Now talk about your regional hit. Unless you're of a certain age and from the Detroit area, there's probably an excellent chance you've never heard of the Algebra Brothers. But back in Detroit, during the punk scene going on in 1979, the Algebra Brothers with their hit, Strawberry Cheesecake, was where it was at. It came out on Gary Reichel's Tremor Records and was re-released as a specialty collector's 7-inch vinyl package on Third Man Records in 2019. This song, Strawberry Cheesecake, is easily one of my most favorite songs of all time. I love the Algebra Brothers and always will. Thank you so much for listening in to Strike the Box here on WMFO 91.5 FM. I'm Smitty Smitty, and I thank you so much for listening in.
Did I ask for your love? Did I ask for your dedication? I don't want your love. I don't want your love.
Hi, this is Dick Summer from The Nightlight Show, remember? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. The important thing is, you are listening to Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This is just about the only place in the Boston area where you can hear garage rock, punk, new wave, and even